Hello. In the following audio guide, you'll find out about the Masca Ravine. This canyon, deeply carved by water, attracts scores of visitors every day. The majesty of the place should not distract you from discovering the small but precious treasures it holds. Its legacy has been shaped as much by the diversity of geological forms and materials as by the variety of life it harbors and the traces left by human use over the centuries. Despite its rugged appearance, the ravine is a very fragile place. To ensure its conservation, a management system has been put in place to allow visitors to enjoy the experience without putting their safety or the ravine's heritage values at risk. Entering the ravine means taking the risks inherent in a natural space, where adverse weather phenomena can occur. Landslides are common and accidents are frequent. If you're going to visit the ravine, please make sure you know and follow all the instructions which are there for your safety. It may seem incredible that something apparently as insubstantial as water has, merely by trickling over the rock surface, managed to carve out this deep ravine. After the formation of the Teno Massif, this chisel of water has had 5 million years to sculpt the rock. Sometimes quietly and slowly, but also impetuously in past times of more frequent torrential rains. Even today, after a heavy downpour, it is possible to see new changes. Materials tumble from the rock face and even the large stones in the riverbed are displaced. Every year, the sculptor adds new touches to this masterpiece. If you look at the walls of the ravine, you will see how the water has cut through successive layers of rock. The different shapes and colors tell us of the many layers of volcanic materials that have accumulated over time. The vertical lines of rock, known as dikes, are ancient cracks filled in by magma on its way to the surface. The deeper the ravine, the older the rocks that have been exposed. Near the mouth of the ravine, you can touch some of the oldest materials on the island. The fact that this ravine holds a small stream for most of the year is exceptional on Tenerife, and an opportunity for life. Willows line the stream, dragonflies hover over the pools, and many species of birds come to drink, such as the grey wagtail, known locally as Alpispa, always wagging its long tail. Dragon trees and other plants such as Bejeque, a succulent plant of the genus Ionium, or Col de Risco with its small white flowers, perform remarkable balancing acts on the steepest of rock walls. Even in these extreme conditions, life finds a way to thrive. Here too, you can see plants such as Siempre Viva de Masca, a species of Limonium known in English as Perez's Sea Lavender, or Corazoncillo de Masca, a plant of the genus Lotus and an endemic spider. They all bear the name of Masca because they're found only here and have adapted to the unique environmental conditions. The cliffs of Los Gigantes and the sea that washes against them are also one of the last refuges for precious species such as the osprey and various species of cetaceans. Although today we visit it for its beauty, until only a few decades ago, the Masca Ravine was transited every day for other reasons. In the past, the people of this tiny village had little time to enjoy the landscape, but they ventured out on its paths to obtain vital resources. Along the route, there are signs of past uses, such as old farming terraces, water collection points, and channels for transporting the water. Near the mouth of the ravine, there is a cave that served as a shelter, and on the shore, the old jetty, which was built not to ferry tourists around, but to trade products with other villages. Today, the ravine is still used, albeit temporarily, by hundreds of tourists. If we are to enjoy its natural and ethnographic values, we must do so responsibly. We must take care to protect the Maska Ravine so it can awaken as much wonder in the future as it does today.